If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let them underestimate you. Work in silence. Stay focused on your path. And one day, my friend, one day, it will all be worth it.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
You put so much practice into you that you can ignore every one of them that are telling you you're not going to fake it and still be able to fake it, because you have put the practice in that you know this is the process. It's such a daunting task that all the voices are saying no. But you still have the conviction that I know I can do this.
You know, when you're built different than everybody else and you have this desire for more and this desire for achievement and this desire to win, everybody else looks at you like you're fucked up. And they'll tell you that too. You know, what's wrong with you? Like, why can't you just relax? Why can't you just do this? Because I'm just not built that way, man.
If you want to go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you do, you've arrived. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the gym at 1 o'clock in the morning? You just got to doing an op for 13, 14 hours at the Ranger School, man, at the gym. What is wrong? You will never understand what is wrong with me. And that's why I'm so glad you don't, because I'm in the right spot. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive where people are like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? I don't want to talk to you, man, because you're not going to get it.
Let them talk. Let them judge you. Let them keep on making up false stories about you that you never even heard about. Let them keep on counting you out and misunderstanding your purpose. Because in order to be truly successful, you have to be willing to take the negativity that comes along with it.
But see, here's the thing. Let the laughs, the mockery, the comments, the jokes that they cracking on the text chain, whatever it is they're doing, let that be the fuel to remind you that what God is doing, people are laughing, and they're laughing because they're noticing. If they're not laughing, then you should be a little concerned about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Whenever you try to do something out of the ordinary, people will line up to tell you that you can't do it, why you can't do it, that you lose your time, you lose your money, that you will, in effect, die in the desert. Even people who should know better will try to discourage you. To achieve anything greater worthwhile, you must train yourself to rise above these people, ignoring them and pressing on towards your goal regardless.
Most people will not understand your obsession, your drive, and your determination. Success is a lonely journey. That's just a reality. And most people are not going to understand why you're so driven, why you're so obsessed. And if you try and make them understand, you're going to end up frustrated. The best advice I can tell you is go on the journey by yourself. It is the best journey, man. Leveling up, making more money, losing weight, getting fit, becoming the best version of yourself is the most awesomest journey you will ever go on.
Be selfish. Be selfish for the next 3 years. Go get yourself strong. Go put your own oxygen mask on. Put some money in the bank. Crush your company. Be selfish with your time. Be selfish with your income. Be greedy on the amount of money you want to make. I'm telling you, be greedy, be selfish. You know why? Because if you go all in, if you stop thinking, I wish I could do more, be more, go all in and make the money, get secure and put your oxygen mask on, and what you can do in 5 years from now, what you can do in 7 years from now, what you could do in 12 years from now is unbelievable.
They call it crazy. I call it focus. Don't ever let a sucker try to stop you from achieving your dream. That same dream that keeps you up at night, that same dream that gets you emotional every time that you think about it, that same dream that you know that will change your whole family's life, yeah, that one. Don't let no one try to play you, bro. Go get it.
You have to be willing to just really throw yourself into something.
Yeah.
And know that, especially in the beginning, there's no time to off here. If you really want to do something that's really hard to do, like, you got to be all in.
Yeah.
Because there's too many people that are all in.
Yeah.
And you're competing with them. Yeah. You're not competing with these, like, half-steppers, these people that are kind of dipping in and dipping out.
Yeah,
they're there as an example for you to not live your life.
Yeah.
I had to build this callous mind, and I built it through suffering. I built it through downright just crushing myself. If it was raining outside at 3 o'clock in the morning, if it was snowing, the first instinct is don't go out there and do shit. My instinct was, we got to go out there. Anything that was horrible in my life that I would normally say no, that was inhumane to most people, I had to go do it. People always say, man, how do you handle failure, man? I fail a lot, dude. I fail all the time. They go, how do you handle it? What I'm trying to do, and this isn't being arrogant, man. It's being real. Not many people are trying to do. So there's not many people that who can even open their mouth and criticize me when I do fail. Because I'm trying to do shit, man, that many people aren't trying to do. But I don't look at failure as failure. I look at failure as your first, second, third, fourth, fifth attempt. I look at them as attempts. I don't look at anything as failure. Because when you're willing to try to do something, not trying is failure.
One bad chapter don't define the book. You just stayed on the page too long. Mm-hmm. Flip it, bro. Flush it. Keep it pushing. Let it make you stronger. When you process it and look at it, let it make you a better person. Like he said, what's the lesson in it? What's the blessing in it? Everything we encounter carries with it a seed that's a lesson or a blessing. Now, for us to extract it, that's up to us. The perspective that we have about it, that's all on us.
In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this. And let's engage in this. And I just don't. I can't do it. I just don't. People are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat, or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
If you actually want to build something that's going to stand the test of time and make you very successful and rich and happy and bring other people with you, it's going to take everything. I fully believe that. I don't think you can half-ass it. I don't think it can be a side project, and I don't think it can be something that's just 3 hours a day. I think you've got to go fully into it to become like high-level achiever, like actually a winner.
Go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the project. Get out of bed.
But the biggest key to success in anything you do is you got to have an unlimited supply of fucking fuck you. This drive and passion. And it may come from nothing. Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days, on all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, people like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life
or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out.
Just get focused. You grind. You cut out all the distractions, bro. You just lock in on your goal. I'm telling you, you're going to get it, bro. But I can't trust in you more than you trust yourself. It's going to be something you dig in within, bro. I believe in you, though. Be safe. All right, they're hating on you, so what? They don't believe in you, so what? You got to stop letting the outside know it stop you from your grind, bro, because they're the fans in your store. They're in the bleachers for the reason. You're in the game. You really out here in the field. When you going to stop letting nobody tell you about you? You're the one. You going to make it. You're the dog. You got to stop being soft, bro. Have tunnel vision in everything that you do and block out all the noise.
You will be judged no matter what. I'm telling you right now, you will be judged no matter what. You will be judged as greedy when you're successful as an entrepreneur. You will be judged as unbalanced when you're an entrepreneur. You will be judged as they'll say you think you're better than everyone else. But if you do nothing and you stay average, you will be judged for being lazy. You will be judged for not providing for your family. You will be judged for not giving it all in terms of your passion and your purpose. And they'll say, man, he's just wasting his life, right? So either way in life, you're going to be judged. So if we know we're going to be judged, you might as well start doing the work. So go out and win. You've got to stop caring about other people's opinions. One thing I can tell you right now.
The fastest way to lower your stress is stop controlling and changing everybody else. And let other people be who they are. Let them think what they think, do what they do, say what they say, feel what they feel. And focus on not them, but you. What you think, what you feel, what you do. The more you stop trying to control everybody else, the more in control of yourself you will feel. And, you know, let's face it, the number one source of stress for all of us is other people. Because other people are really annoying. They're rude. They have opinions we don't like. They have guilt trips. They have expectations. And one of the beautiful things about the Let Them theory is that there's a totally different way to live your life. Instead of letting other people drive you bananas, just let them. Let them be who they are, especially with your family, Alexander. I mean, your family has been the same since the minute you were born. So why on earth would you stress yourself out wishing people would change? Because you can't change another person. People only change when they change for themselves.
And that is, and then lastly is, don't listen to people that are going to tell you that you can't do it. Don't listen to haters. Don't listen to naysayers. Don't listen to people that give you advice that tell you to slow down or you shouldn't do it or you can't do it or the time's not right or any of those other things. Those are dream stealers. They were sent to you to see if you'll overcome them. They were sent to you to test your resiliency. And if you can overcome that, if you just discard all of that stuff and you get clear on those other things, you've got a really good chance of doing something great with your life. And just remember what you were put here to do. You're not a mistake. You're not here by an accident. You were born to do something great with your life. You were born to make a difference with your life. This is a fact. Every one of us was put here to do something special. And that special thing is to help one another in some way, shape, or form. And if you can just remember that and negotiate the price in advance, decide now that your will to win cannot be bought by any failure or any success. And now you've got a chance to do something special with your life. And once you've made that decision, just get ready, because here comes all the adversity. Just get ready. Here comes all the setbacks, all the failures, all the rejection. It's part of it. So just like when it's happening to you, you shouldn't be going, oh my God, that's a sign it's not for me, or I should shift, or maybe I can only take so much, or I'm the guy who should I go into something I'm not cut out for. Just get ready. Adversity, setbacks, rejection. Certain things you'll reach and they weren't as good as you thought when you'd get there, right? There's all kinds of stuff that happens when you get there. Like, I thought it'd be better than this, right? All of it's there. It's all part of the journey. It's all part of the path. Just accept that and do something great with your life and stop acting like you don't know. Stop acting like you can't get it done, like you're one key away.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.